song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. We welcome all the folks from in and around the state of Nebraska and throughout Central United States that are here for the 18th annual Mr. Basketball Tournament and the new Miss Basketball Big Show that's going on as well. 64 teams in all got underway this morning at 9 a.m. at the air-conditioned pavilion at UNK's Health and Sports Center and Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. Glad you're along with us. We talk a little local sports scene here for the next hour. We'll also be talking a little bit about what's going on in the state and national scene. Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us at the end of the show. It is Thursday, so we'll talk a little bit about your fantasy baseball. We're done with Interleague. We're heading into the All-Star break. We'll see what you can do to maintain your lead at the midway point. I laugh because who would be in the lead in this outfit, or what you can do to still have fun in the second half of the year if your team really, really stinks. 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776 if you'd like to join the show. The Dent Popper inbox wide open for your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's where you can send your name in if you want to be part of our fourth annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest a week from tomorrow, Friday, July 10th, at the Hilltop Mall. Hilltop Mall, 11 to 1. You get, again, if you're not familiar, you're new, you're going in, this isn't what you see on TV. This isn't Joey Chestnut, Kobayashi, and the Black Widow, and X, and all those. This is a, you know, kind of a sit around for about 30 minutes we give you. We don't give you 12. You don't have to dunk them in water and shove them down your gullet. It's sustained over 30 minutes. You can put hot dog, you can put ketchup on it, you can put mustard, a little relish, mayo, whatever you like. We got some condiments there. Maybe you want to bring your own. Of course, you bring your own condiments. Those will have to, of course, be okayed by the judges beforehand. But you sit back and you eat some quality. These aren't those 29-cent a pack hot dogs. These are Troutman's quality hot dogs that you can enjoy while you are stuffing your face next Friday.
Have we received confirmation from Melody Pettit? Melody, we have not heard out there. We're a little bit concerned. A little bit concerned maybe about you redeeming yourself this year. Had a reversal last year, for those of you that are new to the show.
We I like this. We have a nomination, actually, to get into the hot dog eating contest this morning. Not nominating themselves, though. This is from Kim, who says, the top five reasons that Matt Meister should be a contestant in the hot dog eating contest. One, he knows what is in a hot dog and is willing to eat it anyway. Number two, the way he golfs, he needs to find some other way to get on ESPN, referring to our ESPN Superstation Golf Challenge coming up next month. Three, just look at him. Clearly, nutrition is not a consideration in his diet. Four, both Doug and Daddy could probably beat him in the contest and throw verbal abuse at him forever. And five, he is a realtor and could use a free lunch. Have you seen the market? That's right. Please let Matt Meister be in the annual hot dog eating contest. Kim, thank you. It'll save a meal there as well. Matt, you're in. You're in. I like it. It's humorous. It's funny. There's prizes for everybody. We're going to have giveaways for the folks that are just watching the event, attending the event, sidewalk sales indoors going on, the annual indoor sidewalk sales at Hilltop Mall going on in conjunction with our hot dog eating contest. So even if you don't participate, come up, check it out, T-shirts, giveaways, and a whole lot more. And we'll be banging the drum on this next week more and letting you know all the details.
really need Hastings. We really need Hastings to be represented, and we'd love to have a Hastings contingent come over and represent themselves in this. We have not had that to this point. We've got Grand Island. We've got Holdridge. We've got Kearney.
Hey, Bob, shut down the grill for a day. Bring somebody over from Murph's. Bring somebody over from Murphy's. Just shut down the grill for lunch saying, hey, it's hot dogs today in Kearney. We're loading up. We're going over. Those chumps from the Hastings Trib, we continually beat them up in the football contest every fall. Maybe this is their chance to come over and redeem themselves.
That'd be perfect.
Vince, Ryan, whoever wants a shot at the title over there, we invite them to join us as well. You know, if you're over at KHAS, you know, we'd love to have you on. Guys, gals, right now, no confirmation from the ladies. Melody Pettit stepped up last year, but we will continue. And I think after the 4th of July weekend, when things settle down Monday and Tuesday, we will probably have our list confirmed by next Wednesday of who's all going to be in.
I'd like to see a costume maybe for the first time. If you're from the Holdridge area, perhaps a Swedish flag should be represented.
I'd like to see a member of the law enforcement department. So while they are eating, we can call them pigs.
Doug, that's terrible.
They do so many good things, and I would love to see them come in and enjoy one on us for a change. So, you know, wherever. You know, you got somebody in your office that you think can do the job, you know, sponsor them. Like Daddy said, get a costume, make some signs. Let's get this baby going. It's the 4th annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest next Friday. It takes a little more than an hour of your time. Plan on being there at 11, and you'll be well out of there before 1 o'clock. Unless you can't move, then you can just hang out as long as you want. So glad to tell you about that, and we'd love to have you as part of the program. So if you would like to give us a call, if you'd like to be on the show, please do so. You know what I'd like to do right now? If you're listening to the show, and whether you're at work or not, maybe you're watching it on the computer, but sure would like to be watching some tennis. Again, I'm going to say this again. I've said it every year.
Doug, it is a round of 32. Oh, wait. No, it's not.
It's the women's semifinal, and right now you can't watch it in Kearney, Hastings, unless you're on the dish or you have the Wimbledon package. I mean, it's supposed to be on NBC. I assume KHAS yet again delaying it so that we can watch Trivial Pursuit, America's favorite game.
Did you see that? That's why a webcam would be so good, because his head about exploded.
Well, I don't get it. We watch a great match that came on this morning shortly after 7 a.m. Central Time between Dementieva
wraps
and
up
Serena Williams. Yeah, Serena Williams, 8-6 third set. But right now, the match is going to be over between Safina and Venus Williams, and yeah, she's rolling Safina right now. But it's going to be over before it even is tape delayed to us. This is 2009. We should not have to tape delay anything ever, especially so we can watch Trivial Pursuit, America's favorite board game.
Well, it'd be one thing, Doug, if that was the only thing that was going on in the world of sports. Oh, it is the only thing in the world of sports going on. Oh, wait. The Tour de France starts this weekend.
Whee!
That's it.
It's sad. It's really sad. And we're going to get the same crap tomorrow with the men. I don't even have the order in front of me, but please, 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 KHAS, if you have any say in this at all. And Andy Roddick happens to be playing that second semifinal tomorrow, and you tape delay it. It's on. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's on. If I have to watch Trivial Pursuit instead of having the men's semifinals on tomorrow, it's on. All right? And if that's just the way it is, then let us know. But come on. You're not Charter. Get it together. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We bring this up from the general sports fan's view because it's frustrating to people that want to watch that. You can't advertise it and then not do it.
Well, we're picking on NBC this time in KHS.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have Wimbledon.
It happens all the time. Different places.
The
Stars. Everybody.
When I have to watch the Star City Parade instead of Army Navy, that's CBS. I mean, we're not singling you out, KHAS and NBC, but you have the rights to Wimbledon. We'd like to watch it.
I love Ed Littler.
By the way,
right now, I love Ed Littler.
You're right. The same thing. 6 o'clock tomorrow, you'll see the first one, and you will not see the second one until noon tape delay.
I don't understand how they get away with it. I don't even understand the logic behind it. They should fire whoever makes that decision. Fire, fire, fire. I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. It'd be like us doing the state basketball championship game and then playing it back after it's over, and instead we're going to bring you Outdoor Nebraska Field Turf Edition. You know, something that could air at any time instead of what's going on live at the moment. Anyway, I mean, if NBC is just going to continue to just be stupid, I mean, if that's the deal, then I guess why watch it? Why even bother with them? I mean, it doesn't make any sense on a national level, NBC. I mean, what do you got people saying? Let ESPN show it. At least they'll show it live. Get out of it, NBC. Just get out of it. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. You are hurting the sport. Get out of the way. Wimbledon, don't let them do it anymore. Don't let them have the rights.
Well, Doug, you're about as big of a tennis guy out there that enjoys watching tennis that I know.
Well, now, easy. Now, tennis would be way down on the list, but here's the deal. It's all that's going on right now. Like you said, I don't give 2 cents about soccer, but if nothing else is on, and Brazil and the U.S. are playing in the Confederation Cup final, I might have it on from time to time or watch a little bit of it. You know, okay, so there.
Well, I'm just saying my point is there's not 10 days out of the year that you're glued to the tennis. This is one of them because, like you said, this is one of those that's the majors. When you think tennis, you think, at least I think, Wimbledon, U.S. Open. U.S. Open, Wimbledon. Say what you want. In France and Australia, that's a big deal, and we see a lot of that. But still, when tennis comes, it's Wimbledon, U.S. Open, and when you get down to this far, it ought to be on TV, period.
Your thoughts, 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. Safina, really? Venus Williams up 6-1 for love. Well, just quit. If you don't want to play, quit. If you're in the semifinals, you're ranked number one in the world, and you win one game. Maybe it's a good thing we don't have to watch it, huh?
Well, I think if you're an American tennis fan, I think in, at least the women's side, you're getting what you wanted, aren't you? Serena Venus?
On tape delay?
That won't be on tape delay. No. Wimbledon, the finals, Saturday and Sunday, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock Central Time, live.
Oh, we can't watch cartoons. We can't watch Pokemon. We can't tape delay Pokemon.
Well, you're not getting Trivial Pursuit. You're going to have tennis on Saturday morning. That's what you wanted. That's what they're giving you.
I'm trying to check something out here. Yeah, just take over the control room. Okay, see, it doesn't even tell you who plays first tomorrow. It doesn't even tell you. It looks like Roddick and Murray, and thank God. Because then Federer and Haas, I guess, if that's the tape delay, fine. Hopefully, Roddick and Murray play the first match tomorrow. Let's take a break. We'll get away from tennis. We've got some baseball. We've got some other things that we want to discuss on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe DiMaio. We've got some Husker football talk coming up as well after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk. And Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
You deserve a July 4th holiday break. Make it Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for nationwide thoroughbred racing from 20 tracks, including Belmont, Canterbury, and State Fair Park. Continuous action from 11:30 a.m. daily. Friday night prime rib and racing to midnight from Hollywood Park. Plus, enjoy Keno, full menu dining and bar. Best bet for holiday fun and food. Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency train model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a train dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency train model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Before podcasts, if you missed the Doug and Daddy show, they used to have to come to your house.
Were we expecting a visit from the Tooth Fairy?
And try to repeat everything.
I don't have time today to play What's My Line.
Now when you log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Don't touch a computer. Don't ever touch a computer.
You can listen to or download the latest Doug and Daddy show.
Yes, I pressed that button like 100 times.
Doug and Daddy.
I'm telling you, this thing won't print.
Online. Podcasts. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in Kearney.
That's the kind of reaction you wish your lawn would get, and it can with Highland Park Lawn Company.
Let us keep your lawn looking good all summer by treating your lawn for grubs now so that they don't turn it brown. Now is the time to prevent grubs from eating your lawn this fall. Call Highland Park today to schedule your grub control application. It's guaranteed with three locations in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Look us up in the white pages. The grass is always greener with Highland Park Lawn Company.
Here's a look at our forecast for much of our Thursday, calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. Slight chance for an isolated rain shower and storm to redevelop, especially late. We'll have a high temperature right around 85 degrees for tonight, low near 62 degrees, currently 75.
Baseball season's under. You better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
Holy cow. I just want to send this out to Tori at Riverdale. How are you ever going to make the majors if you don't go to tryout camp? That's all I want to know. Come on.
You're below 500 by a game, and yet you're only 3.5 out of the division lead.
That's the way they do it in the National League Central. Cubs get a win. Lou Piniella tossed. Cub fans hearkening back to last year when he got tossed and they went on a run. So we'll see what happens at the Chicago Cubs. You can hear Cubs baseball tomorrow afternoon here on ESPN Radio as we bring you special baseball, taking you into the holiday weekend. It is a Cubs-White Sox doubleheader. The Cubs and Brewers pregame at 12:45, first pitch at 1:10. And then the Royals and White Sox tomorrow night, 6:35 pregame, first pitch at 7:10, to get you into the holiday spirit. So if you're out there traveling and you're a Cubs fan, you'll be able to catch some Cubs baseball tomorrow here on ESPN Radio.
All right, I'm gonna for the first time in a long time, blast Kansas City Royals.
Well, hold on. One more thing. Could you pull up the New York Yankees schedule? I was going to do that this morning, and I didn't have time. Right now, Daddy, I'll bet you lunch, and I have not looked. I'll bet you lunch that the Yankees have Monday off. I'll bet you lunch that the Yankees have Monday off.
No, because I always have me lunch. You're up 13 to 2 lunches.
Well, one of these days you'll buy. But anyway, the Cubs and Braves are the ESPN Monday night game, which I just shocked me. I about fell off the couch when that happened. Did the Yankees play? Oh, it's an afternoon game. Okay, see, that would explain it. There you go.
Toronto at home.
Yeah, so it's probably on in the afternoon on ESPN. Okay, well, again, since the Yankees aren't playing Monday night, they will not be on ESPN's Monday Night Baseball. All right. And one more thing before you get to the Royals, and then I've got the most bizarre story of the week, of the month, of the month, of June and July combined, of the last 3 months, the most bizarre story.
Okay.
Maybe of the year.
I like that the Royals are going out and they got Gilmash. I like that. I like that they went out and they're finding some talent. They thought Jose Guillen, who's battled injury upon injury, has not been the power hitting bat they thought they were going to get. But I like the effort of the Royals. I really do. Now you start and look at every move they've made. Kyle Davies, all right, been nice at times. Coco Crispo is the only player they've got, in my estimation, from a winner. Nobody down there knows how to win. There's a bunch of losers. And until you change that mindset, you're going to be a loser. That's one of the hardest things out there. You sucked your whole life, so you just accept sucking your whole life. Quit being pathetic. You know, I asked Mitch Meyer yesterday, Mitch, is there a sense of urgency as the All-Star break nears? Is he? I don't know the sense of urgency. No. We're just floating like a turd would in a pond. We're just bobbing around like a bunch of turds like we know we are.
Doody.
What? I just don't get it. Dayton Moore, you got to go out and you got to bring in... You got to bring in somebody with a personality, somebody with a flair that's going to stand up and say, I'm not going to take sucking. And get that dumb look off your face. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can leave. And then I want three people to leave that suck. And they're going to, you know what, they can go to Seattle and suck. You know, let's go to Oakland. I want to play with Giambi. Well, their team sucks, but I want to be around Jason Giambi. Great, go suck with him. That's the problem with Kansas City right now. You know, every time they do something good, it's just 5-1, errors. Oh, well, we've got another 82 games. You can't be a turd in the punch bowl every year. And I love the Royals. But you go down their lineup and pick out whoever you want. Only Coco Crisp has come from a winner at all. Has anybody won? Has anybody sniffed the playoffs?
I hope nobody sniffed the punch bowl recently, I'll tell you that.
I just don't get it.
888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You know some other things I don't get? Traffic lights. It's 10 o'clock at night, and I'm waiting on a green arrow. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to follow up on that. Here's another thing I don't get.
High's not in session right now, people. Blinking yellow, all right?
I'm going to go with this. If you drive minivans, and I swear to God, it don't matter. I'm not going to pick out one of our favorite counties or four county friends. It doesn't matter. All nine county minivans, you're not an 18-wheeler. When you pull out, you don't have to go across the second lane of traffic. Just check out the next time you watch a minivan turn and lady taking the kids to soccer. Oh, you'd think she's hauling tomatoes from Georgia in. She's over there bouncing over the curb on the other side, swinging around back to the lane. You know, like she's looking out going, hell, I hope I missed that sign out there on the back side. It's a minivan. You got your turning radius is not, I don't know who teaches these people. Like when you get a minivan, if the guy selling it to you is like, all right, you got two lanes of traffic. You got a swinger out there and almost clip the other side of that curb. Then get her back over in the right lane. I don't know if that's a mandated meeting that takes like 45 minutes with all minivan drivers. Come on, people. And it don't matter. Men, women. I'm not singling out women. It doesn't matter. Everybody in a minivan thinks they're driving an 18-wheeler. And it's like they're bringing in gas from Corpus Christi or something. They're bringing in a trailer of fuel. They bounce over a couple curves, stop traffic for two blocks back, then they get her up to speed about three blocks later.
You okay?
Well,
Holy moly.
I just don't understand. There's certain things I just don't understand. Why is there a wide array of porno magazines at the airport? I don't understand that. Ever sat next to a guy on an airplane with a mom and the 8-year-old kid and he's looking at Hustler? I don't get it. I don't understand that guy that would pick up that magazine and go, I think I'll read that on my way to Dallas. There's things I don't get. Sorry. I don't know where that came from.
What was this yesterday when I wasn't here? And I swear we do have some actual sporting news to get to. UNK basketball signed some people. There's been a baseball coaching change in the state of Nebraska. And it's not in Lincoln. The mother of Yankees pitcher Jabba Chamberlain. Wow. She's in court yesterday. Now, again, remember, she was arrested in May. Suspicion of selling meth. What do you think about meth, Daddy?
Don't do it, kids.
Bad for your teeth.
Well, nobody, it's just...
So anyway, she's
nobody driving a Cadillac heading to the country club does meth. Remember that, kids.
selling meth to an undercover officer earlier this year at her South Lincoln apartment. So she was in court yesterday. And of course, she pleaded not guilty.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
She pleaded not guilty to the felony drug charge. Okay, so she appeared in court yesterday. And I badly want to see video of this. She's wearing a dog tag chain. Okay, now some people wear their keys around it, like if you're a teacher or administrator and you got all these keys in your photo ID or you work in a big office, okay? So you got the big rope around. Or some do the dog tags that aren't in the military just for fashion. Or some have a picture on there of their kids. She wears a dog tag chain into court yesterday. Double-sided, by the way. On one side, because we're not sure who this woman is, Jabba, a picture of Jabba in his Yankees uniform doing the fist pump. And on the other side, it says, "In Jabba, we trust." I'm sure the judge took that into account when she realized that you are so pathetic, even your own son, who could provide for you, is not. You loser. She declined to comment following her arraignment.
God, that's great.
Look, here's my son. He was in your courtroom just a couple months ago. Ah!
By the way, if you're checking out at Walmart, they've got those dog tag machines. You can get them there. I mean, if you're interested and think that's cool, they got them right there. But yeah, I saw them the other day.
Went up Farmer's Market, got some fresh homegrown maters last night. Went straight home,
Already. Sliced
them up. Yeah, already. I couldn't believe it. I heard a rumor. I went up there. It was true.
Gosh.
It was true. I was so awesome. So awesome. We've got to take a break and talk about some real stuff after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This summer, when you're getting ready to take the family on the road, Sears will make sure your car is just as prepared. Hurry into the Sears Automotive Center, where you'll find one of the largest selections of brand-name tires all on sale through July 6th. And with our lowest price guarantee, no one beats our prices, period. Plus, when you buy three of our best-selling Goodyear tires, you'll get the fourth free, only through July 11th. Drive-ins and appointments are welcome. So hurry into Sears, because these offers won't last long. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
You know, Golic, our partnership with Bass Pro Shops is a great one.
You know, Greeny, I agree with that.
Even though some, like you, continue to exaggerate my daintiness while ruthlessly cutting down my masculinity.
There's little left to cut, my friend.
Regardless, Bass Pro Shops and ESPN just go together.
Especially if you're a guy like me.
And thank goodness I'm not.
Thank you, Greeny. Bass Pro Shops is a great partner to have. You know, if you actually dare to go outside.
Yeah, like Golic in a quadruple X shirt, it's a perfect fit.
Hi, I'm Marv of Marv's Fireworks. This year we have some exciting news. We are now able to sell double and triple break artillery shells. That's right. Instead of just one burst coming out of each shell, you'll see two or three explosions. These are great displays, and at Marv's we've got five different ones to choose from. Be sure to try Marv's Super Snappers too. As we celebrate our freedom and salute our great country, please say a prayer for our troops and have a bang-up good time with fireworks from Marv's.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Here's a look at our forecast for much of our Thursday, calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. Slight chance for an isolated rain shower and storm to redevelop, especially late. We'll have a high temperature right around 85 degrees for tonight, low near 62 degrees, currently 75.
I will buy you lunch if you know who sings this.
I can say Billy Vanilli, but I just wouldn't be too sure.
Pretty close. Jerry Munger, one hit wonder in the summertime. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up in just a minute here, we're going to catch up with Steve Skank. He is the Legion coach in St. Paul. He's also going to be coaching one of the coaches in the Mid-Nebraska Senior League All-Star Game, which is going to be going on Kearney tonight. They've got that going the last couple of years, and that's a fun event showcasing some good talent there. Last night in Legion baseball, Josh Redman, they're still shooting off fireworks to this young man. And what a great game it was with Grand Island Home Federal last night. Back and forth, it looked like it was going to be Kearney taking it home, leading 4-1. Then all of a sudden, a 4-run six for Home Federal. They go up 5-4. Then in comes Josh Redman, 2-on. Pinch hit, 3-run home run to make it 7-5, just clearing the fence. And then Brandon Jayden would come in and hit his second home run of the game to make it 7-6. And then Dylan Meyer back to the training track wall deal. To the warning track.
Training track wall.
To the warning track. To the wall. And Manny Rice says, I don't think so. And 7-6. So Cornhusker League West champions, Kearney Runza. Runza will play in the championship game against the East Division champions in Lincoln on Monday. Post 52 beat Wells Fargo 4-0. Grand Island 5 points beat Kearney 5 points 9-5 in 10 innings. Hastings 5 points beat Aurora 12-2. And Hastings Runza. Central City has scored, if I got this right, 28 runs in their last two games and lost them both by one, this time 14-13. To Hastings Runza. But tonight, it is the Mid-Nebraska Baseball League All-Star Game. The West will have players from Broken Bow, Holdridge, Cozad, McCook, and Ogallala. And the East will have players from Kearney, Lexington, Aurora, Central City, and St. Paul. And Steve Skank joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Well, you've got some very good kids yourself, but it's always got to be fun to see the best of the best. And you've got 18 kids on each, and you're not going to run out of talent tonight. This looks like it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There's good players across the board. I mean, we can go 18 deep and not really lose a beat. So it should be fun.
Steve, what do you tell kids coming to this event when you got so many of them? You just rotate them in and out and make sure everybody gets out there and has some fun tonight?
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone will play. It's a 9-inning game, which is a change for us, so there'll be plenty of innings. Everyone should play, you know, roughly half the game. But I'm going to stress, you know, have fun, enjoy it. It's an honor, but last year I know the West got the best of us, so we're going to take it a little more serious. Try to get the W.
Hey, Steve, I kind of chuckled as I looked at the rosters here, and it puts their position in the West. There's about five places it says not a catcher. I assume pitching and catching are about the only two places that you – I mean, kids, if they're an outfielder, they're an outfielder. If they're an infielder, they're an infielder. But there's going to be a lot of baseball this weekend, and you don't want to use any one pitcher too long, and you really don't want to stick a kid back there to catch the whole time. Any problems? It doesn't look like any problems with your roster having enough kids at the right position.
No, last year I went and watched the game, and we had a big-time problem because of the East squad here. We didn't have any catchers, and I actually – had a kid that played in it that didn't even catch and had to catch because I think they only had one catcher on the roster or something like that. So we made sure we stressed that we got enough catchers and pitchers, obviously.
Do you have a philosophy as far as going in tonight that no matter what, each kid will pitch an inning or two or that these kids will play half the game and then we'll switch a fresh nine, or will you kind of make that up as you go tonight?
Oh, I got a good idea. I kind of started drawing it out last night. Obviously, you'll have to see how the game goes, but no pitcher will probably throw more than two innings because we got districts coming up, all these teams pretty much. So, yeah, they'll be on a maximum two innings and kind of got a defensive sub how we want to do it. So,
Steve, do you find it weird that the Major League Baseball is letting you decide who hosts a home field in the World Series?
You never know about them guys.
Steve, as we said, you're battling in that East. Talk about a kid or two that's not on your team that you're really looking forward to coaching tonight.
Central City's got a real good squad. They got the Matt Clawson kid, really good pitcher, good fielder. Aurora's got the Hoppled kid, Justin Hoppled. I think he's from Giltner, actually, but he plays for Aurora. He's a real strong player. Lexington, Nate Araujo, real strong, big, beefy guy that can hit the ball and good pitcher. So Kearney's also got Brian Bouguet, that's real good outfielder and good leadoff type guy. So there's a lot of good players.
Steve, I want to ask you about the level of interest in your Legion program at St. Paul. I know other towns are having to combine and stuff. What's the interest level for you guys?
We're actually pretty fortunate. We're kind of a baseball town, kind of known for it, and we got a lot of kids that are interested. We're still setting pretty good. We had, I think, around 12 on each team this year, seniors and juniors. But we try to stress it at the young age and then just keep moving them up. But I know there has been a lot of, you know, Grand Island Chief didn't have a team, a second team, and Hastings didn't, Albion, there's a lot of towns struggling, so we're pretty fortunate.
Well, St. Paul has been a baseball town for a long, long time. They've hosted a lot of area tournaments, state tournaments, and they have a beautiful facility there. They always do a great job. Steve Skanka is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is their coach. The Mid-Nebraska All-Star Game tonight in Kearney begins at 7 o'clock. It's a 9-inning contest, so check that out. Before we let you get out of here, Steve, Lewis Poss, Ben Lewandowski, and Jordan Huesenfeldt, the three kids that are listed that are coming for St. Paul. Has Jordan just actually eaten a baseball during a game before?
Yeah, he's a big horse is what I call him. He won state in wrestling at 215. He'd just been smacking the daylights out of the ball. I think he's got 5-6 homers now in the year. And he's a good kid, and, yeah, he's a big boy.
And as far as where you guys, how do you like where you're setting in your area tournament that's coming up here in a couple of weeks?
We actually moved down to Class C this year, barely, and we got put in a tough district. DCB, they're always known to be good. I think they only got one loss on the year. Shelton Gibbons good. Ravana's good. PWGS is good. So I think about, you know, any one of five teams could probably come away with it there. So, but we like our chances.
Steve, enjoy the experience, and a best of luck to you. Thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Skanky is the manager of the American Legion baseball program in St. Paul, and he will be among the coaches tonight guiding the Mid-Nebraska All-Stars. Again, that's at Memorial Field, and it gets underway at 7 o'clock. That's a fun time. It's a fun time. They got a lot of good kids up there, and these are the kids that want to play. You know,
yeah.
You kind of touched on not getting that opportunity and really having to work to fill rosters and combining so many towns. Like you said, it used to be Palmer-Wallback-Greeley. Palmer-Wallback, Greeley, Strasburg, or whatever it is, Spalding. You know, you just more and more and more towns are coming together. And I guess whatever it takes, if you got kids that are out there and want to play baseball, you want them to have the opportunity to play.
Well, Doug, I'm looking down at McCook, and I see Phil Mackey's a coach down there. And obviously Mackey, that Phil's from Cambridge. You know, and it's Cambridge McCook now, and it's not like Cambridge is sitting 4 miles outside and it's a, you know, just a hop skip. You know, you're 22 miles away, I believe, going to play baseball.
And you were telling me beforehand that obviously gives a decided advantage to the East.
Yeah, it does. If he's waving people home from third base and that third base coach is dug out.
Wayne State is going to have a new baseball coach. This is an interesting move. John Manganiello has been the head coach at Wayne State, a very successful program, a top 20 program in Division II. He's been there for 17 years. He's won 506 games. He's been the conference coach of the year 4 times. He's won the tournament with his team 5 times. And he's stepping away to become the president of the Ultimate Baseball Academy in Omaha. And I guess Creighton coach had something to do with this, recommended him for that.
Ed Service?
Yeah, Ed Service recommended him for that. And it looks like assistant coach and former Wildcat player Brian Dish will be the new coach. They've named him interim coach right now so that he can continue recruiting and things like that. So a change in the Wayne State baseball program.
Interesting. Somebody that successful would, well, I guess we'd get out of coaching to do the camp thing.
Must be some real good coin in that. 18th annual Mr. Basketball Invitational is underway. As we said, 40 teams from 8 states are on hand, and we welcome you to the Kearney community. And we've been kind of waiting for this over the summer, but it looks like it's finalized. 6 players coming in to the UNK men's basketball program. Wolpers will have its top 5 scorers off of last year's team. 6 players here coming in. A pair from Bennington. Bennington has been a very strong high school program the last handful of years. Dexter Higgins and Denver Klaus. So you got Dexter and Denver coming in. Drew Sankey of Lincoln East, who is a very solid basketball player from a solid team. Also Mike McLeod, and maybe a few of the players or folks around this area got a chance to see him play. He was the center when Jesse Garr and him were leading Ainsworth to a state championship. So McLeod got a little height to him. He's 6'6". He averaged around 8 points, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks per game for Central Community College in Columbus. But as a senior, he averaged a double-double at Ainsworth when they won the state title. It was kind of a 1-2 punch with Carr and McLeod. Also, Matt Hutzel of Loveland, Colorado, and Brian Ridgway coming in from Casper, Wyoming College for UNK. And UNK, very nice, very good kids, very good athletes, very sportsmanlike. But not the most sportsmanlike in the conference. Colorado Christian won the 3rd annual RMAC Conference Sportsmanship Cup. And what do you say to that, Tony? We're not here for the Sportsmanship Cup. We're here to win. It's their 2nd straight year to win the cup. The first year UNK did win it. UNK finished 3rd this year. Colorado Christian. Oh, no, wait a minute. They were 2nd. Nebraska Kearney was 2nd. Colorado Christian was 1st. Then UNK, Regis, Western State, and Chadron State.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, just they. I don't know. I don't know when these conferences. I don't know when these corporations all got involved with the trophy, companies. We have
everybody
a trophy for
a
everybody. Yeah, it's just one of those deals. Like,
well, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk about wearing the same uniform, and Joe DeMail will join us right after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Blue Rhino Propane Tank Exchange is incredibly easy to find. We've blindfolded Dave here to prove it. Ready, Dave?
Yep, here I go.
As Dave makes his way around the parking lot, you should know that there are over 40,000 Blue Rhino retail locations nationwide.
Found one!
Like the one Dave just walked into. So it's always easy to get a fresh Blue Rhino tank and get back to the grill.
Found another one!
Blue Rhino. So close, so easy. So go get one. Find a location near you at BlueRhino.com.
Rain. What harm could a little water do to your deck? An inch of rainfall over 1 acre equals 27,000 gallons. That's roughly 1.5 gallons per square foot. Count the square feet of your deck. Now multiply by the inches of rain that fall on that wood annually. You don't need to do the math to know all that water adds up. Made with the finest oils and pigments, Cabot stains have been protecting wood against rain for over 130 years. Cabot. Our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com for the retailer nearest you.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
For the past 10 years, Short Fuse Fireworks has been supplying Kearney area families with the best fireworks around, and this year is no different. Located at Muddy Mike's Car Wash on 39th and Avenue Inn in Kearney, and also a location in Gibbon, Short Fuse Fireworks sells quality fireworks that are sure to brighten the skies and your lives this July 4th. No gimmicks, just great prices. Short Fuse Fireworks is proud to serve the Kearney area and wishes everyone a safe and enjoyable 4th of July.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney.
for a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motor Works. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at our forecast for much of our Thursday, calling for partly to mostly sunny skies. Slight chance for an isolated rain shower and storm to redevelop, especially late. We'll have a high temperature right around 85 degrees for tonight, low near 62 degrees, currently 75.
Hi, folks. Doug and Daddy Show. The Nebraska Children's Home Society is hosting Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams. It's a golf tournament at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney, and it's going to be on Monday, July the 13th. They've got a few teams signed up, but tournament organizer Aaron Bly always hoping for more. And to join the tournament, you can register or donate a whole prize. Contact Aaron at 308-830-0225. Tournament tee time on Monday the 13th at Meadowlark is at 10 a.m. Now, here is what's going on. We at the Doug and Daddy Show are going to give you a chance to play in this tournament for free. We are giving away one team of four at a value of $280, and we are going to do that on the show Tuesday. So get registered on the show. We're going to let you know how to do that. We're going to hammer this Monday and Tuesday to get people in to win a foursome in this golf tournament. So keep listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to help the folks at Fairways and Greens for Kids and Dreams with their golf tournament coming up on July the 13th. That is a Monday at beautiful Meadowlark Hills at 10 a.m. I'll tell you that course, I mean, I play league there. I'll tell you that right out. And it's really in fine shape here the other day. League was Tuesday night. I couldn't even, you know, that's probably why I putted so bad, because the greens didn't bump my ball in the right place. So just want to let you know that's going on at Meadowlark Hills. For more information, contact Aaron, 830-0225, and a chance to win a spot for your foursome in that tournament here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, we are down to the final week, 10 days here before the All-Star break, two weekends left. Interleague play is done, and as we do every Thursday at this time, we catch up with Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com to see what's going on in the major leagues. And good morning, Joe.
Hey, Doug, Daddy, how are you guys? How's everybody?
Well, we know that a lot of baseball talk gets done on the golf course, so that's why we golf so much. Joe, I guess I'm going to open it up to you as I just kind of look over things, and there's a lot of directions here. What has, instead of ending with this week as far as a question, let's start with it. What has jumped out, and where is our significant news over the last week in baseball?
Well, I mean, the real thing you want to look at now, guys, is guys that, I mean, the All-Star break actually signals teams to kind of put guys on the shelf for a few days, and I don't know why that is, but that happens every year. And you got guys like Jose Reyes, who's probably not going to be back till after the All-Star break. The Reds ace Edison Volquez. What happens this time of year is teams just don't want to rush their big names back. They figure they've only got 8-10 games left before the All-Star break. Why rush him back now? Let him heal. Let them go through all the issues they have to go through, and we'll bring them back after the All-Star break. So what you look for this time of year is guys that get dinged, and for whatever reason, I can almost guarantee that they'll be put on the disabled list, because that'll be coincidental with the All-Star break coming July 14th, I believe, is the All-Star break, with July 16th, the season tops out. So these are the kinds of things. You've got to have a lot of plan B right now. You've got to have a little bit of extra bench depth. It's always good this time of year to have a guy like Jerry Hairston, who's eligible at second base, third base, shortstop, and the outfield. So in the event that you get one of these little bumps in the road because of the way teams run their businesses, you can actually cover those at-bats until everything gets normalized. So those are the little things. These are the kind of little things you got to keep an eye on, you know, as we approach the All-Star break.
Joe, you can say little bumps in the road, and I know you follow this year in and year out, but this year everybody is getting dinged up. I mean, you can start lineups, so you can start with the Cubs, you can go wherever you want. The Royals, a lot of people getting hurt this year. Is that more than normal?
It seems like it, doesn't it?
But it really does.
I know if I went back and actually did a real hard look at it, I think we have more significant players on the shelf this year than at any other time. Maybe the number is about the same, but you know, when you take a look at it, you go up and down. We just mentioned the aforementioned Reyes has been gone forever. Ramos Ramirez has been gone since May, the first week of May in actuality. Josh Hamilton has played about three games in the last month and a half. You know, all these guys, let's take a look at the pitches. Brandon Webb has pitched exactly one game this season. And Jake Peavy is walking around with a protective boot. Those are five names right there that are, you know, third round, fourth round, the max. Those guys right there have really contributed absolutely nothing to their teams. And what you look at when you get those kinds of situations is you got teams that have spent high draft picks, and it's the way it works every year. Every year there's going to be certain managers in fantasy baseball and fantasy football who are just going to be hit by the injury bug. My rotisserie team, the one I play, had Hamilton and Ramirez. And, you know, I've struggled to maintain fifth place. I just hope to get these guys back and make a run in the second half. And thank heavens, I still have 81 games left. It looks like I get Hamilton back on Saturday, and Ramirez should be back Monday or Tuesday of next week, barring anything crazy.
with Manny, never.
Yeah. So I mean, those are the kinds of things that they kill a club. But it's part of the game. It's the way we play the game.
Joe DiMaio from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to follow up on that a little bit, Joe. Folks may have a little bit more time over the holiday weekend here, the 4th of July, and then when they're not playing baseball over the All-Star break, they can work with their teams a little bit. There's probably a lot of folks in the middle of their league, but then there's those guys that are looking to stay on top, and then there's the guys that are at the bottom and going, why even bother the second half? Address what you have to do at this point to stay on top. And more importantly, I guess, if you're at the bottom of your league, I mean, what do you do to keep the interest?
Well, for God's sakes, I mean, this happens frequently in fantasy baseball because it's so demanding that people tend to give up 10, 12 weeks into the season. There's 81 games left. Your team, if you're really paying attention let's talk about that. If you have Albert Pujols, and you're in 11th or 12th place in a 12-team league, then you need to be proactive and sell him. Because you'll be able to, what that tells me is you have Pujols, you're starting eight other guys that make very little contribution. So if you've got a real big stud on your team and your team is at the absolute bottom of the pack, take a look at moving that guy for three players that maybe can help you at second base, shortstop in the outfield, or a shortstop in the outfield and a starting pitcher, or a big name closer, a starting pitcher, and a second baseman. The first thing you got to do is take a look at your club and understand why you are where you are. And if you got to get off this thing about, well, I have this stud play. Forget about that. You're in last place. You're in next to last place. Take your stud. Get some more parts, plug them in, and start moving up. So first things first is renew that interest, renew that passion, get into the market, put your guys out there, try and make some changes, and move your team forward.
Joe DiMaio. Joe DiMaio joins us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Joe, great stuff as always. Before we let you get out of here, I want to know one thing. We pulled out the fantasy football, but who's the number one fantasy player on your board in fantasy football?
Adrian Peterson. And I should tell you guys that FantasyPlayersEdge.com will publish its preliminary fantasy football player rankings on July 15th. That and full notes. We'll be covering all 32 clubs in the fall and through the exhibition season to make sure. And then the preliminary player ranking will be updated weekly. depending on the events that happen in training camp and, of course, the exhibition schedule. Always a pleasure to work with you guys.
Hey, Joe, we look forward to continuing baseball and football talk. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend.
Take good care, guys. Bye.
Take care. You know, Joe DiMeo joins us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. You can always check it out on the web. I thought the Jabba Chamberlain story was weird. This could have just topped it. The CFL, the Canadian Football League, they're not thrilled with Arlen Bruce. You ever heard of Arlen Bruce?
No, is that Earl's brother?
No, not Isaac's either. He had a tribute to Michael Jackson in the Toronto Argonauts win in Hamilton. Okay, so I read that as the first sentence. I'm thinking
he moonwalked.
He did a breakdancer moonwalk or something. Set his hair on fire. No, the league reviewing his touchdown celebration. Following his touchdown reception from Kerry Joseph that put Toronto ahead 6-0, so it's first quarter, Bruce removed his helmet, shoulder pads, and uniform top and laid down in the end zone. Bruce said he was honoring the memory of Michael Jackson by pretending to be buried.
What?
He received 2 objectionable conduct penalties for
it. I don't even know where you want me to go.
Let's get out of here. There has been a change. UNK track program. Former Western State star Jeremy Bubb will be an assistant coach in charge of the hurdlers, pole vaulters, and multi-event athletes. And Kelly Dring is going to stay with the program. She will be on this program as well. And, of course, probably helping with all that is that she does. She's going to help with the jumpers and going right there. Mike Bailey is leaving the program. He's been a big part of that program from over a decade. And as Andy Myers said, we will miss Mike. Was a great coach for us, and we thank him for his efforts and all the sacrifices he made for the program. Former Nebraska football player Willie Miller has been sentenced to 18 months of probation for criminal mischief in a road rage incident.
Unbelievable. You know what? How come Kelly Dring was never hurt during her career, but yet her little brother?
Ow, my ankle hurts. Oh, my shin.
Venus Williams, 6-1, 6-love. It's Venus and Serena in the finals. Hope you can watch it. Oh, we want to thank Joe DiMeo for joining us. Steve Skank, the head baseball coach at St. Paul. Tomorrow, we preview the Cox Classic with tournament director Chad Martson. And we should have made a much bigger deal of this, and I apologize. We'll just talk about it all day. The music's done. We're going to keep talking about it. In studio tomorrow, Robert Jensen, better known as Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. He's put that baby to bed, and he's ready to talk football. He will co-host the show tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're out playing in a golf tournament. Valley, give a little plug for those people.
Valley County Hospital Foundation.
There you go.
Big go dominate. Jeff Quinn, get ready. You're going down. You're going down. Bring it. We're bringing it. I figure even par should be good enough.
Hey, if you're going to get your fireworks, make sure you head to Dairy Queen North, TD Shack number 32. It's open all day long, today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
And apparently no waiting.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.